Amen. Take your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. If you can stand, read the Word of God, 1 Samuel chapter 30. Again, thank you for the gift basket with all the goodies. And the beautiful prophet's chamber there upstairs. And your treatment. Thank the Lord for Central Baptist Church. Thank you, Brother Boyle. And of course, your love for us and your prayers and your support for us. And that work there is going because of your love and prayers and support for missions. And thank the Lord for that. When we went over there, we didn't know anybody. We just started knocking on doors and going soul winning and reaching people with the gospel. And now you see the fruits of your giving. Amen. And thank the Lord for that. 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Verse number 1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Let's go to verse number 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Verse number 8, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recovered all. Verse 10, but David pursued, he and 400 men, and for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Bezor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread. And he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, the spirit came again to him. For he had eaten no bread or drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I'm a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me, because 3 days agone I fell sick. Verse 14, we made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, upon the coast which belonged to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. Verse 15, and David said unto him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I'll bring thee down to this company. Let's go to verse number 19. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, nor sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that had taken to them. David recovered all. So here's the story of David. He had 600 men, and the Bible says that they were coming back from Ziklag, and the Bible says that their family was taken captives by the Amalekites. So tonight I want to get a message from the Word of God. The title of the message is 3 Days and 3 Nights. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for giving us the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the great people here of Central Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Miss Townsley. Thank you, Lord, for their sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for giving us missions. And thank you 2,000 years ago, 3 days and 3 nights. After 3 days and 3 nights, you rose again. Thank you for the gospel. And all this ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Here in 1 Samuel chapter 30, in verse number 12, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 12, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. 3 days and three nights. The Bible says when David was coming back from the Philistines, in verse number 1, 2, and 3, they come back to their town of Ziklag. And the Bible says that the town of Ziklag was burning with fire. You see, the Amalekites would come and watch, make sure that the men were gone. And when the men were gone, they would attack the wives and the children, and they would take them as slaves, kidnap them. That's what happened in Israel in October, right? And the Bible says that after 3 days, David and his men, they come back to Ziklag, and they see smoke. They start running to their tents. Can you imagine coming back home after 10 hours, 8 hours of work, sometimes 12 hours of work, and you come home to your house, and usually you get a greeting from your wife, but they're not there. Maybe you get a greeting from your children, and you get a hug from your family, but they're not there. This is what's happening here in 1 Samuel chapter 30. They've been kidnapped. They've been taken as hostage. And I remember watching a man there in Israel, because his wife and their two girls was taken as hostage for almost 3 months. And the reporter asked the father, the husband, they said, "How did you feel? How did you feel when you saw in the news that your wife and your two little girls was taken as hostages?" He said, "I just lost it. I lost it," he said. He said, "My mind went to, I can't explain it," he said. "I just lost it. I was pounding the wall. I was pounding the cement floor. I was hitting myself. I was yelling. I was screaming." He said, "I just couldn't handle it. I didn't sleep for 2 or 3 days," he said. This is what's happening here in 1 Samuel chapter 30. They come back, and they usually get a greeting from their family. They're gone. Gone. Of course, you know the story here. David goes to the Lord, and the Lord tells David, pursue, right? Pursue. David asks the Lord, he says, "What should I do? Should I just sit here, do nothing, or should I pursue after this army, this troop?" Here in verse number 8, look what he said in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" He says, they've been gone for 3 days. They had a 3-day head start. And what did the Lord say? The Lord says, pursue. Right? Pursue. So David and 600 men, they run after the Amalekites. And the Bible says that 200 were so weak. They've been traveling for 3 days. And they're in the brook Bezer, which is the dividing line between the tribe of Judah and the Amalekites. And the Bible says that they start running after the Amalekites. Look at verse number 11. They found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. I want to look at this Egyptian man that they found. Number one, I see this Egyptian man in verse number 11. He was helpless. He hasn't eaten no bread nor drunk any water for 3 days and three nights, according to verse number 12. I don't know about you, but if you miss breakfast or lunch, you get hungry, right? How about 3 days and three nights? No cereal, no toast, no eggs and bacon, right? And no oatmeal, no apples, right? Can you imagine this man for 3 days and three nights? He's been left there with no water, right? I see some of this, sometimes people are carrying those bottled waters. They have to hydrate themselves. They say, I've got to have my water. You take that bottle of water, seems like you're taking their life away. That's mine, right? They got to hydrate. And you need water, right? You need water. This man hasn't drunk any water for 3 days and three nights. Do you think this man had another 2 days to live? Do you think this man had another 1 week to live? I believe this man was dying, right? He was helpless. Did you know we were helpless spiritually? But someone came by, the Lord Jesus Christ, and helped you. Not only this man was helpless, but look at verse number 12. It says here, for he had eaten no bread, nor drunk any water, 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights. I was looking at a Bible search on 3 days and three nights. It's only mentioned twice, once in the New Testament and twice here in the Old Testament. And it was also mentioned Jonah, right? He was in the whale's belly for 3 days and three nights. And of course, in the New Testament, it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 3 days and three nights. You know why you're here tonight? Because of the 3 days and three nights. Amen. You know why you have the Word of God tonight? Because of the 3 days and three nights. You know why you're serving the Lord? Because of the 3 days and three nights. Amen. But after 3 days and three nights, the Lord Jesus Christ, up from the grave, he arose. Yes, up from the grave, he arose. Not only this man was helpless, but this man was hungry. This man was hungry. People all over the world that are hungry for the gospel, they're dying spiritually. They're dying spiritually. When we went to the Philippines, we went door knocking. In our city of La Trinidad, there's about 14 suburbs. The city of La Trinidad's got about 120,000 people there. I don't know how many here in Southington. But so what we did was we started knocking doors in one suburb. And we'd win the mother or the father or the grandma or the grandfather to the Lord. And then we would ask them if we could hold a home Bible study in their house. And they would say, yes, you can. And so we would hold a home Bible study in their house on Sunday night. And sometimes we'll have 30 people there. And then we would go to another suburb. And we would knock doors. And we'd win the mother, the father, or the person who runs the house there, and we would ask if we could hold a home Bible study in their house. And they said yes. Amen. They said yes. That's Wednesday night. And then we go to another area in the city, a couple miles away, and on Friday night, we'd go soul winning, and then we'd do the same thing. We would ask the mother or the father who we want to the Lord, could we hold a home Bible study in your house? And guess what they said? Yes. You know why? Because God opens doors.
Amen.
God opens doors. So we would have a Bible study on Sunday night at a different suburb, a Bible study on Wednesday night at a different place, a couple miles away. Sometimes we'll have 40 there, and then another place, Bible study on Friday night. Sometimes on Friday night we'll have 60, 70 people show up. And then after about 6 months of that, we told them a bad, bad news. We told them some bad news. We said, we're going to have to close down the home Bible studies. And they were sad. They were sad. Why? Because we're about to start the church.
Amen.
We're about to start the church. We're going to gather the three home Bible studies, and we're about to start the Highland Baptist Church. And when we started the church, the first Sunday, we had over 100 come for the church service. But God opens doors, right?
Amen.
They're hungry for the gospel. They're hungry for the gospel. Not only this man was helpless, this man was hungry, but look what he said in verse number 12. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. His spirit came again to him. This man was hurting. This man was hurting. You know, all over this world, people are hurting, right? People are hurting. There's a mother or a father or a young person or someone here in their community, they're hurting. They just need someone to give them the gospel. They need someone to give them the love, joy, peace, the fruit of the Spirit, right? They need some bread. What's the bread? The Word of God. They need water. What's that? That's the Word of God. They need a local church, Central Baptist Church. Bring them. They need someone. This man was hurting. Did you know someone like you was this Egyptian man? Spiritually, we were dying. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. Very famous chapter. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse number 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Verse 11, wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, were called uncircumcision, but that which is called the circumcision of the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, without God in this world. Not only I see this man was hurting, but this man was hopeless. This man was hopeless. This man has been there for 3 days and three nights. Nobody cared about him. Nobody was going to help this man. Nobody was going to give this man hope. But David, the type of the Lord Jesus Christ, came by. Right? He came by and gave this man some hope. The Lord Jesus Christ came by one time and came to your heart, came to your mind, and gave you hope.
Amen.
Did you know nobody cared about you except Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Nobody cared about you. This man was hopeless. This man was hopeless. You see, when you look at this situation here in 1 Samuel chapter 30, did you know that David did not have to stop and help this man? You see, David was pursuing after his family. Who here has family? Is family important? Yes, family is important. I have 3 children. I have a wife. Family is important. But for some reason, David stopped. David stopped. You know why? I believe God told David, you need to stop. But I gotta, you need to stop. You need to stop because if you look there on the side of the road, you see this man that needs help. But Lord, you've got to stop. You've got to stop. You see, sometimes we get busy with life. Hello? Sometimes we get busy with work. Sometimes we get busy with pursuing our dreams. Pursuing success, pursuing what we want in life, the important things in life, right? Sometimes we get busy pursuing. We've got to do it. We can't stop. We can't stop. You see, if we ask David, why did you stop? Why did you stop? You see, David was so close to the Lord. The Lord said, David, stop. Are you close to the Lord that when the Lord says, pass that track, that you would say, hey, come to Central Baptist Church. I'd like to invite you. Are you so close to the Lord, teenager, that you invite your neighbor, your friend, your cousin, hey, come to Central Baptist Church. There's a great church over there that loves the Lord. You see, we get too busy sometimes with pursuing our dreams, pursuing what we want in life. And we get busy with family. We get busy with work. We get busy with life. And we say, we don't have time. But we've got to take time when the Holy Spirit says stop. Stop, Central Baptist Church. There's a little boy there that needs help. Stop, teenager. There's a neighbor that you need to invite to church. Stop, because they're dying. If you don't help them, they're going to die there. Without the gospel. I want you to look at this Egyptian man. Look at verse number 11. It says here, they found an Egyptian in the field. You see, there's a field out there. It's called Southington. There's a field out there in your community. There's the harvest field. You see, David didn't have to stop. I believe David was going 100 miles per hour. Have you ever gone 100 miles per hour? Work, family, children, school. Work, family, children, school. You drink that coffee, 16 ounce. Some of you, 32 ounce. And you say, man, why am I like this? But thank the Lord, because of the 3 days and 3 nights, you pass out a track. You work in a ministry. You work in a bus route. You come to church. Because of the 3 days and 3 nights, you're here tonight. Because of the 3 days and 3 nights, you support missions. Because of the 3 days and 3 nights, you give your tithes, your offerings to Central Baptist Church. Because you realize the Lord Jesus Christ found you in the field. They say that light travels at 144,000 miles per second. That's fast. 144,000 miles per second. The Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He stopped for you. He stopped. He came 2,000 years ago and he stopped for 33 and a half years. He gave his life. He found you. You were lost. You were starving spiritually. But thank the Lord, the mercy of God came. He reached down. He reached way down. And he reached way, way, way down. Amen?
Amen.
He reached way down. He can even reach way down all the way to North Carolina. Amen? He can reach all the way down. It doesn't matter where you're at. He'll reach down. Thank the Lord. Well, you say, why did David stop? I believe because the Lord told him to stop. Amen? You see, if you ask David, David, why did you stop? I don't know. I just had to stop. You don't need to stop, David. You just keep going. No. I got to stop. Something's telling me to stop. But you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to do your work. You got to go to school. You got to do your family. You got to do your children. You got to take care of your home. You got to take care of your job. You've got to run. And when you're one of these days, you're going to you're going to pursue your success in life. And then you're going to miss out on the 3 days and three nights. Don't miss a 3 days and three nights. Don't miss it. Because that's what it's all about. The 3 days and three nights. Not only he found this Egyptian, but he fed this Egyptian. He fed the Egyptian. Look what he said in verse number 12. It says, they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. You know, that's what the people need, the gospel, right? The gospel. And then in verse number 14, David asked this man, where are you from? Look what he said, verse 13. David said to him, to whom belongest thou? And whence art thou? And he said, I'm a young man of Egypt, servant to Amalekites. And my master left me. My master left me. He said, my master just left me on the side road. Did you know this world? You know who their master is? Their master is Satan, the god of this world, right? And that Satan doesn't care about them. Satan doesn't care about you. Satan doesn't care about your neighbor. Satan doesn't care about your father, your mother, your grandpa, your grandma, your cousin. He doesn't care about them. He just wants to leave them in the side road to die. But the Lord came by. God will use you. God will use you. You know you have the Holy Spirit, right? You have the Holy Spirit. If you're so in tune to the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit says, stop. Stop. Teach a Sunday school class. Stop. Help in the Central Baptist Church. Stop. Give an encouraging word. Stop. Give those bus kids a piece of candy. Amen. Stop. I remember when I was a bus kid, we get those bazooka candies. I love those bazooka candies, right? He, not only he found this Egyptian, he fed this Egyptian, but he forgave this Egyptian. He forgave this Egyptian. What do you mean? You see, this was the man that burnt Ziklag with fire. Look what he said in verse 14, the last part. We burnt Ziklag with fire. You see, David was asking this man, someone burnt our city with fire. Who was it? And he said, that's me. Do you know David could have taken his sword and chopped his head off, just like Goliath? But he didn't. He forgave this Egyptian. The Lord Jesus Christ forgave you. He forgave you. That's what we need to do, share the gospel. When we started the church there in the Philippines, the very first month we started the church, we said we're going to support missionaries. We're going to support missionaries. Our first missionary that we support was a Filipino missionary to China. So we wanted to support a missionary going to China. And then about a year later, I remember there was a Chinese man that was sitting in the back of the church. He would come in during the preaching time. And then he'd do it for like 2 or 3 weeks. But when the invitation hits, he'd leave. Come to find out, he actually was the manager of a warehouse next door to our church. And he would be open on Sundays. And around 11:15, when there's no work, he would come to the church and just sit in the back. And I wanted to witness them, but I couldn't. Every time the service gets over, he leaves right away. So I told one of the men, I said, "Why don't you pray?" And I ran to the other side. And I caught him in the back, right? Stop. But I was able to give him the gospel. He got saved. He got saved. He's Buddhist. But Buddhists can be saved too, right? We just started supporting missionaries. We support a missionary in Madagascar. Madagascar. Do you support missionary in Madagascar? The people in Madagascar are mad because they don't have gas in their car. Sometimes here, I came back after 7 years, I saw the gas go up, right? We support a missionary to Vietnam. Vietnam. Vietnam, of course, the Vietnam War, right? And there's some American missionaries over there in Vietnam, but they're hard to reach the Vietnamese. But the Filipinos, they go over there and reach the people with the gospel. And we have a missions conference every year at our church. And your support goes all the way to Madagascar, goes to Vietnam. Your support goes all the way. We support missionary Bangladesh. Your support goes all the way to Bangladesh. I was asking the missionary there in Bangladesh, I said, "Well, so what's it like over there?" He said, "It smells over there in Bangladesh." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because they only pick up the garbage once or twice a year. You go outside your door and you see this pile of trash there. And then after 6 months, they'll come pick it up. If they don't pick it up after 6 months, you have to wait another 6 months to get picked up." But Muslim people are getting saved there in Bangladesh. Amen. Because your support doesn't end with us. We just keep going, supporting missionaries. The last count we have, we support 43 missionaries. The average wage there in the Philippines, $6 a day. But the people there give. You know why? Because we tell the people, we say, "You're already poor here. When you get to heaven, you want to be rich." Amen? This world is not my home. Amen. We're just passing through. This world's not my home, just passing through. I went to one church in the Philippines, not our church, but another church. She says that she would go to the market and gather fish and vegetables. 4 o'clock in the morning, she'd go there in Manila and sell in the streets. And then she would take all her profit and give it to missions. And then she'll go back after lunch and get some more fish and vegetables, and that's whatever she makes in the afternoon is what she keeps for herself. You know, she's one of the number one missions giver there at the church. Why? Because she believes about the 3 days and three nights. Look at verse 15. David said unto him, "Canst thou bring me down to this company?" He asked this man, he said, "I helped you. Can you help me?" Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus Christ helped us?
Amen.
And this man said, I will bring thee down to this company. I'll do it. I'll do it. And the Bible says David recovered all. David recovered all. All means all. And that's all means. You know, when you give your life for the 3 days and three nights, when the Holy Spirit says stop, yes, you're busy. Yes, you have a lot of things going on in life. Yes, but you're so in tune to the Holy Spirit. You pray, you read your Bible. You're so in tune. So when the Holy Spirit says, hey, why don't you give that lady a track? Invite that person to church. You'll say, thank the Lord for the 3 days and three nights. Everybody, close your eyes.